Hi, this is Amanda DiCadene bringing you a very special OG original episode of The Conversation. Some of you may not know this, but The Conversation originated as a TV series. I interviewed some incredible, iconic women who shared really wonderful stories with me. So I wanted to make those interviews available to you for the very first time on The Conversation podcast. I really hope you enjoy listening to this interview. I read some really wonderful things that you had said about how you felt about your body.
Well, I think that we as females are like the most beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous creatures in the whole world. And I think that we're gorgeous no matter what size that we are. In fact, I personally think that we're even more beautiful when we're a bit thicker and bigger and more robust. Yeah. I just think it's gorgeous. Like even seeing older sculptures from past centuries and you see kind of the women are very thick and very beautiful. And I personally think it's really, really gorgeous, you know? And I'm just really grateful that I actually feel like that because I think that a lot of us feel that we have to be some little tiny size in order to be beautiful, you know? And it's like we're beautiful not because of what size we are. We're beautiful because of like how your mind works, and you're beautiful because you have this gorgeous heart, and that comes through way more than you fitting into some size two dress, you know? And we're beautiful because of all these things that come up and tumble out of us, and that's what makes us beautiful, because I just always feel so like I love being a woman,
you know?
I really love it. And then there's the other side of kind of body consciousness, I think, is age consciousness, you know, which is, I think, another one that's
definitely
really ridiculously pressed upon women, whereas men, you know, they could become old and refined and gray and they're suddenly so handsome. But, you know, a woman, you know, becomes gray and she's like old, and that's
society discards older women because there's an obsession with youth.
It's true. And what I've noticed is that I find like almost a bit of an obsession with older women because there's like a confidence level there that I really look forward to achieving, you know?
And a wisdom. Yes. Like they have lived through, they have lived through things that we have yet to experience.
Yes.
And it's so valuable to know what that experience is. Like,
yes.
What's in store for us?
Yes.
You know, what are our choices? What are our options? Like, what could it look like? Like,
totally.
Think about the older female role models we have. There aren't many.
Yeah.
How has your body changed? How's it changed for you after you've had your son?
Well, I think that it's changed in so many ways. I mean, I was actually talking about this the other day, and we were just saying, like, you know, like your body does things that it never would ever did before. And it's a miracle. It's incredible. Like, you know, bones and structures of your body move
the
to
pelvis,
new places.
I know.
It's like, how?
And does not go back.
But the lady I was talking to, she said, by the way, it does go back. I was like, okay, good.
Not with mine, it didn't. But I had twins, so maybe it just needed to open in another way, you know? And I'm making peace with that. But
no, I mean, so naturally, I think overall it's tremendous, you know, and it's glorious. And so for me, I really enjoyed the process a lot. And then I also did breastfeed. And so there was like, I don't know if it's a total myth, but the whole myth about how, you know, when you breastfeed, you kind of like lose weight quicker.
Was that true for you? It was not
for me. I made it true for me. I used it as an excuse. I was like, oh, I can eat that.
No,
I'm
but
breastfeeding.
That's good though. That's good because you have like... Breastfeeding twins, I had to eat 4,000 calories a day.
Yeah. First of all, do you just submit to knowing that one child is going to cry at all times?
Yeah, basically.
Like one child is going to
always,
cry.
Always.
Crazy.
That's just it. You just got to go with it. I sat in a chair for a year just like feeding babies, like milking.
Yeah.
But I was committed to breastfeeding.
Yeah.
How did you like breastfeeding?
I loved it. I really loved it. Well, there was a couple things no one told you. I took like this whole class prior to, which I thought was really good because I think a lot of people think that you're just supposed to have this natural instinct.
Yeah.
And just supposed to happen like out of thin air. And, you know, there's like a technique to learn. And if
Totally.
You don't know it, you know, it's not your fault. So I was glad I did that because I felt kind of prepared a little bit. But the whole engorgement thing.
Oh, yeah.
No one mentioned that part.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? You're
Whoa.
Like, ah!
where your boobs are just like rocks and you're like, oh my God, please help. It's crazy.
No, because I was, I remember I was like in the bed and I couldn't move because it hurts. Basically.
It does,
I know. And there's no way around it. And I delivered naturally.
Like, me too, yeah.
Right? And I kept asking myself, what is wrong with you? You spent hours and hours in labor delivering naturally, but you can't take some...
Like, what's milk coming in.
Right, what's the problem? That was a part that
because
they skipped.
Maybe you didn't anticipate it.
They skipped that part. They didn't tell me about that one.
In that class?
That class was a little shaky on that part. And maybe I came in late. I don't know.
Maybe you were on your BlackBerry during that part.
I must have been, like, texting.
No texting when you're in the birthing class in the future,
if
okay?
You missed the engorgement part, you're in big trouble, guys.
Hi, this is Amanda DeCadene, and I'm here to let you know that if you want to stay connected to me and the conversations I'm having, and most importantly, if you want to support this podcast, the best way for you to do it is to sign up for my Substack. That is where I share the more personal lessons I'm learning, extra wisdom from my guests, plus the tools I'm gathering from the various teachers in my life. The way you get access to all of this is by heading over to www.amandadecadene.substack.com and just sign up. Put your email in. It's totally free. So head over to www.amandadecadene.substack.com.
You're so lucky. So lucky. What's his name?
His name is Egypt.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you choose that name?
Well, Egypt was, a really big, important trip for me in my life. It came at a certain point where I'd been working just endlessly, and I really had no idea what it was to take a true vacation. And it came to a place where I just really needed it or be on the verge of a breakdown.
Yeah.
So when I went, it was such a uplifting, eye-opening, historic, powerful, regenerative experience that I just hold a very fond place for Egypt. And so when it came to name our baby, I fell in love with it. We both loved it. And it was decided like months before he was born.
When you went to Egypt, did you go by yourself or with other people?
I did. I went by myself.
Was that the first time you'd been by yourself in a long time, right?
Absolutely.
Was it scary?
No, I mean, at that point, I just wanted to get away so badly that I was excited to be by myself. And I think it's something important because I think when you go places with people, you know, you're concerned about are they having a good time or do they like the food I like or are they happy with this restaurant?
Yeah.
Or it was really cool to just be like, I would read my book in the little, you know, cafe or somewhere that I went and some, you know, the guy would come up to me and say, are you waiting for someone? And I'm like, no, we're here.
Yeah. Wow, how awesome.
It was really liberating.
Did you connect with your rhythm? Like find out who you were and get in sync with yourself again? Was that it? Kind of like a recalibration?
Definitely. I mean, I think that first thing I found out is that I'm actually a great day person.
Oh.
Which I always thought, you know, no, I don't function well in the day. I'm a night owl, la, la, la. But when I had nothing else to do but just be, and my clock just clicked on to daytime, I'd be up at like 6 or 7 in the morning and want to go to bed around 8 or 9. And it was like sun up, I was up, sundown, I was down. It was very cool.
And now your schedule's different because you had a baby. And so you will probably like.
Now I'm up, sun up and sundown.
Oh
so
my
it's
God.
Cool.
What do you lie about?
I used to lie about my shoe size. I actually used to say I was a smaller size and literally shove my feet into the smaller size. Like, oh, I totally grew out of that. I'm okay now.
What is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Nothing before it's time. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, that makes me feel better. What is your favorite sex position?
Any and all sex positions, actually. I happen to be a traditional kind of girl, but I'm also experimental. We can have fun anytime.
And lastly, what would you tell your 14-year-old self?
Reel it in. Come back. Come back. Don't go so fast. Like, honestly, you don't want to get there that fast. You think you want to get there that fast. You do. We all do. But you don't, because once you're there, you're like, damn. Damn, now I gotta be here and I can't be back there. I personally believe that that voice that's in you, you know, that because you hear it and then you can either ignore it.
Yeah, that's when we get into trouble.
Or listen to it. You have to trust yourself is the hardest when everyone else is telling you, no, don't do that. And you're the only one that's thinking, but no, that's what I think is the right thing. It's not easy to suddenly just step out on your own and be like, well, screw y'all.
It's not.
Here's what I'm going to do.
It's for you.
Totally. And it's incredible. And I know that we all have it.
Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed that conversation. And please remember to follow me on Instagram and Threads. We're not doing Facebook or Twitter anymore, just those two. It also really helps the podcast if you could subscribe, and even a review would be so helpful. Thank you so much.